This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Former TV journalist Yekaterina Donsova was disqualified on Saturday as a candidate for Russia's next presidential election, preventing her from running against Vladimir Putin on a platform of opposition to the war in Ukraine. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Video from the Central Electoral Commission showed members voting unanimously to reject her candidacy on Saturday because of alleged flaws in her application to register. Putin's critics said it proved no one with genuine opposition views will be allowed to challenge him in the first presidential election since Russia invaded Ukraine last February. Donsova told reporters her team had trouble finding a lawyer to certify the bid after dozens declined. When she said last month she wanted to stand, commentators described her as crazy, brave, or part of a Kremlin-scripted plan to emulate a fair election. In this interview with Reuters in November, she said, "Any sane person taking this step would be afraid, but fear must not win." The Kremlin says Putin will win because he enjoys genuine support across society, with opinion poll ratings of around 80%.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. Iran's foreign minister on Saturday denied U.S. accusations that it was involved in planning attacks by Yemen's Tehran-aligned Houthi movement on commercial vessels in the Red Sea. The White House said Tehran was, quote, deeply involved in planning the operations and its intelligence was critical to enable the Houthis to target ships. Iran supports the Houthis but officially denies arming the group, which has seized Yemen's capital, Sana'a, after ousting the government and now controls large swaths of the country. The Houthis have targeted commercial shipping in the Red Sea with drones and missiles. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at voanews.com.